If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Shot Spotter is no more in the city, but we may be getting some new gun violence technology. Seamus Toomey joining us with that story and more from Block Club Chicago. Seamus, what's the latest on the proposals?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, ShotSpotter, the gunshot detection technology, got turned off by September 23rd. The mayor had campaigned on this to say he was going to cancel it, and he in fact did it. But just last week, the city sent out a request to other companies to put in their bids to do something similar. So this was sort of a quiet request for people to bid on this. They have responses due April 11th, where the city could, in fact, do some sort of replacement technology. Lots of opponents and proponents of ShotSpotter. The folks that are for it say it really helps police respond faster to gunshot incidents, and the opponents say it really is not as effective as some people say, and it leads to over-policing. So it sounds like there's probably going to be some sort of compromise here or replacement, but this will take a while. It's a long, drawn-out process. But as of now, this technology has been turned off and dismantled throughout the city, so we'll see where it goes next.
Yeah, and are there some who claim that there's better technology than ShotSpotter, and that's what the city is looking for?
It's kind of hard to say. You know, some people claim that they do have better ways of doing it more equitably and more accurately, but but this is the company that does this, that the city canceled on, has been one of the predominant suppliers of this technology all around the country. So they're not necessarily ineligible to bid. They didn't say if they would, but I wouldn't be surprised. It's a group called Sound Thinking if we see them in the list of people trying to get back in and into it.
In Uptown, there's word that Heartland Alliance Health is closing. Tell us about this organization and why are they shutting down?
Yeah, this is a shame. This is Heartland Alliance Health. They run two clinics, one in the Uptown neighborhood on Broadway and one in Englewood on Halsted. They also run a bunch of food pantries. They just announced last week they're going to be shutting down in April. Really just been struggling with finances for the last couple years or so. They were the larger Heartland Alliance company spun them off a couple years ago in hopes that they could stand on their own, but they said they're just they're running out of money. This is it's just no longer sustainable, so they're gonna lay off about 113 staff and close down these clinics over the next couple months and the food pantries. But they serve about 8,000 people, so it's really leaving a big hole on the north side and on the south side as well. So we'll keep an eye out for who might step in and fill some of those gaps.
And a big headline on the south side this morning, one of the city's oldest black churches is one step closer to getting landmark status. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is the Morning Star Baptist Church. This is on 39th and South King. And this building's been there since 1912. It actually started as an auto repair garage, but it was converted into a church about 1936. And I think the version that's there now has really only been around since 1968. They did a big sort of modernist revival renovation of it, and that's what you can see there now. But yeah, it's got approved for landmark status. A couple more steps to go through there, but it just brings it some protections. It brings it some prestige. It brings it some potential funding sources from the city and outside places. But yeah, they said this really it embodies the social history of Bronzeville development as a black metropolis, and that's one of the parts that is lending to its historical landmark status if it goes through. So lots going on in Bronzeville to try to bring back some of the history there as they build in a 606 sort of trail. They were rebuilding some theaters and really trying to shine some history on some of the early glory years of Bronzeville.
That would be good for our city. That's 3993 South King Drive, that 113-year-old building. And Seamus, do you still have the Valentine's Day deal going on at blockclubchicago.org?
We just wrapped it up, but we're going to announce the winner today. That someone gets to go out on get a whole date set for Valentine's Day. So it was pretty popular. So good luck to the winner of that one, and we'll do some more things. Just encourage people to subscribe and to donate to Block Club Chicago, our nonprofit news org, home of extremely local news.
And that's what we need more of. Thanks, Seamus. You have a good day.